Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, we're now on the bus arriving at Tokyo Haneda Airport. There are two airports in Tokyo, Narita, I think the first one's called, and Haneda. We're flying from Terminal 1. Then this part of the journey to Beijing is costing us £46 between us. That's £23 each, and we're flying business class.
What's that song about, Narita?
Oh, Narita, you will never know. It's Chiquita, though, isn't it? Oh, Chiquita.
I don't know. We'll just have it as Narita.
Narita. And how did it cost us £23 to fly business class? Of course, air miles are involved. 20,000 British Airways Avios were used per person. So I did pay a little extra for these. I topped up my Avios in order to afford these. Probably to the tune of about £100, I think I spent extra. So, you know, a flight from Tokyo to Beijing in business class for £120, £140 total is still pretty good. So that's the next one, and here comes the unknown world of Beijing, expecting a big culture shock here.
They had the Olympics there, though, didn't they? So I imagine be all right.
There you go. Are you going to Tiananmen Square? That's appropriate. Welcome to China. Welcome to Beijing.
There are 6 billion bicycles in Berlin.
That's right. So we're here. So top travel tip. Do all of your research before you come. They have banned... You cannot get on Google or anything related to Google. So if you have a Gmail address, if you want to find out where the nearest bars are, you can use Apple Maps, which is okay. But you can't use a search engine. You can't use Gmail. You can't use Facebook, WhatsApp. You're not going to be able to communicate with people at home unless you're using your phone abroad. But of course, we're not.
FaceTimed Hal's brother from a bar last night so he could do some research on pubs for us.
That's right. I was taking screenshots of my brother's computer screen down FaceTime. Beijing is so different from Japan. Can't believe you ever imagined Japan and China to be similar. And we're just arriving at Tiananmen East subway stop. Very easy to get around, unlike...
Very cheap.
Japan, lots of English translations.
Subway's cheaper than a bottle of water.
Yeah, Subway's super cheap. Cameras everywhere, like everywhere. We're staying right in the centre, and I think there's a conference going on, but I mean, every 20 metres on the street is a camera and a team of police. You are being watched. Well, this is probably being listened to in some way.
I was looking forward to trying out the toilets, because I waited until we got here to tell him that most public toilets are squatters.
Holes in the ground. And but it is a good city, you know, it's easy to get around. And one tip for the airport, make sure you go to the correct visa queue. Don't queue up for passport control for an hour. They had two people serving every international person coming into that bloody terminal. We queued up for like an hour, furious that there was only, at that time, one guy serving. Got to the front and they went, "Where's your visa?" Laughed at us, threw our papers back at us. And off we went back to the beginning. And went to the correct visa queue. It was truly horrendous. Truly horrendous. So it took us a couple of hours to get out of the airport. The airport is also so big that the express train that takes you between terminals, you'll be going very fast on a train for about 10 minutes before you get to the other terminal. It's a sprawling, massive airport, Beijing Airport. But yes, very, very it just feels very different, and you realise how much your life is connected by Google and the internet, how much everything is. It's that seems like an obvious statement, but once you're without it, it's like being without, like, it's like going somewhere and someone saying, oh, you can't have your pants. Yeah, we don't wear pants here. The other two main differences from Japan, politeness. Japanese are super polite, super, super polite, and careful and apologetic and smiling, very like small town Britain kind of people. Certainly Beijing, I don't want to talk for the whole of China because it is rather large. Beijing people, I almost said vile, but just in terms of...
They're not vile.
There's some really nice people, but the manner generally is incredibly abrupt.
They're just getting on with their lives, regardless of you.
Yeah, it's a bit like going to like Blackpool or Glasgow.
You're a shitter.
Just quite brisk.
It's a bit no-nonsense. Yeah, brisk. We've got stuff to do, and that's fine.
And what about the throat clearing? It's disgusting. The thing to do here is go and clear your throat and grob it onto the pavement. Now, that is similar in Japan, but here it's really quite pronounced. Just getting off the tube station, there are two soldiers standing to our right. I'm going to stop recording now because it just does feel... Ooh. Oh, and it's sunny and blue sky. Everyone said, oh, don't go to Beijing, it'll be horrible.
Where do we get off?
Security fencing everywhere. You are told where to go and you are watched while you go there. That is Beijing. So, 72 hours here and then on to a very different world of Macau. Welcome to the top of the Great Wall of China. Excuse me?
You just say welcome to at the beginning of everything, that's all.
Oh, how would you start it? Go on, you do this one.
I don't want to.
There you go. Okay. Come on. Where are we and why?
We're at Tower 20 on the Great Wall of China because it was my dream to come up here, and it's taken us about 40 minutes. We came early in the morning with a private driver, highly recommended. And we came early in the morning, so there weren't that many people around. And I saw something on the internet that said that the Great Wall of China is long, but so is the M60. And I thought, oh, I hope it lives up to my expectations. And it has, and made me a bit emotional. We stood in a square watchtower. There is a little lady that's hiked up all the merchandise and tried to flog us a medal with a high five at the top. But don't let that take the shine off it for you.
This woman walks up every day with all her merchandise and her medal and beer and water. Why don't we buy one off her? Every day she marches up here with that.
Well, I'd maybe rather have a medal.
Go and ask how much a medal is. Ask our friend in pink. How much she paid for that medal. Oh, she's climbed over the wall.
She's got a whole stash. I bet she lives there. She's squatting on the wall.
She might sleep up there. But she definitely will hide a lot of the stuff.
She'd be right, actually. There's some bins. There's like an SOS button.
She's jumped over the side. She's done what the Mongolians could never do. She's jumped over the side of the Great Wall off the tower and is returning with a sleeping bag full of merch.
Love it. Has she got any T-shirts? Because I'll have one.
She is climbing over. Someone's trying to help her. I don't know why they're trying to help her. She's fine. She hurdles this bad boy every day.
Speak to her.
The last... the last bit of war before getting up this tower, it was intense, and I've got to mention the sweat, of course, but today we're in cloud, there's no sunshine.
It looks like he's wearing tie-dye, but it's just sweat.
I'm absolutely covered in sweat, and the cloud is just, we're standing in cloud, it's just going past us, and every second the view changes across the top of the mountains, and it's very rainforest, it's very green, it's different from what I'd imagined. I'm amazed. It's absolutely beautiful. And do the trip that we did. Find the tour guide called Jimmy. He's great. And he just drives you to the wall. Yes, we got a cable car up to the wall. It's from Mutian, I think it's spelled, the one beginning with M. Just Google Great Wall Cable Car. Go there. You get the cable car up on top of the wall and then walk along the wall for as long as you want. Then you go and find Jimmy back down in the visitor centre and he'll drive you home. It's about an hour and a half from Beijing. You're in Jimmy's lovely Buick. It's just great. And all that, I think, cost about £70 between us. It's amazing. When you have finished walking on the wall, next to the cable car, there's a little shop. Buy yourself some expensive tea. It's buy some Lapsang Souchong, right, from the little stall there. It's 180 yuan. Is that £20? 180?
Yeah.
Is it? Have we just spent £20? I thought it was like £8 max. 180. It's £20. Just put it in my conversion. Jesus. God, we've just spent £20 on some tea. And the weird thing is, we've observed that tea is very expensive everywhere in China, in Beijing. And I'll say this, for all the tea in China, I would have expected it to be cheap. However,
it's
£6
for a coffee, though.
£6 for a coffee. She's saying it's £6 for a coffee here, but we got a whole pot and we've had at least three cups out of it. And I will say this, it's delicious. It's like, it's the best tea I've ever tasted. It is the best tea I've ever tasted. It's bloody gorgeous. I like a Lapsang Souchong. And I tell you what, the tea at home that calls itself that tastes nothing like this. It's absolutely gorgeous. So now that I know it's £20, I'm not sure, but I still recommend splashing out if you've got the money to lose. Yeah. Oh, it's great.
We are arriving at Dongfu Shitiao Station.
That was worth it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.